From Washington, this is VOA News. Christmas celebrated around the world, including in Rome and in Bethlehem, and more pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong. I'm Marty Johnson reporting from Washington.
Gesù, il figlio di Dio, il salvatore del mondo.
Pope Francis delivered his second annual Christmas blessing to thousands of people gathered in St. Peter's Square today, where he condemned what he called the brutal persecution of Christians in the Mideast and Africa. The Pope discussed many of the major conflicts and crises going on around the world, including urging peace in places like Ukraine, Nigeria, and the Central African Republic, and condemning last week's Taliban attack against students in Pakistan. The Pope also offered blessings for Ebola victims, particularly those people of Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Guinea. Christmas is one of the holiest days for Christians, celebrating the birth of Jesus in Bethlehem more than 2,000 years ago. Security forces, meantime, are on high alert in several countries this Christmas because of concern radical Muslim groups could attack churches or Christian communities. In Indonesia, which boasts the world's largest Muslim-majority country, security officials say they have deployed 80,000 policemen and 65,000 military personnel around the country to deter acts of violence against Christian targets. Sony Pictures is now distributing the controversial comedy, The Interview, online. 200 independent theaters will also screen the movie today throughout the United States. Sony had pulled the film from general release last week after several large U.S. theater chains said they would refuse to show it because of threats of violence. The comedy tells the story of two journalists who are recruited by the United States to assassinate North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. North Korea condemned the movie, and unknown attackers hacked Sony Pictures computers earlier this month, stealing valuable and highly confidential information, which was then made public on the Internet. This is VOA News. Hong Kong police have arrested 12 protesters as pro-democracy demonstrators returned to the Mong Kok neighborhood that hundreds had occupied for more than 2 months. Police used pepper spray and batons in overnight fighting and arrested demonstrators on charges ranging from assaulting a police officer to failing to produce proof of identity. This was the first sizable rally since the last protest camp was cleared out on December 15th. China leads the world in executions, sentencing thousands of people to death every year, but there are signs the Chinese government is reducing the number of crimes punishable by death. Shannon Vincent reports from Beijing.
Earlier this year, China announced plans to remove 9 crimes from the list of capital offenses, including counterfeiting, fraudulent fundraising, and forcing others into prostitution. The move came as Chinese President Xi Jinping sought to crack down on corruption. In 2011, China dropped 13 offenses from its list of crimes punishable by the death penalty, and these policy changes are having impact. Last year, China executed 2,400 people. While that is still more executions than the rest of the world combined, it is a 20% drop from 2002, when China executed 12,000 people. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Beijing.
Syrian activists say Kurdish fighters in northeastern Syria have reclaimed the town of Qasib after fighting with Islamic State militants that left at least 30 of the extremists dead. IS militants seized the area earlier this week in Hasaka province near the Turkish border. And the father of a Jordanian captured by Islamic State militants in Syria is pleading with the rebel group for the fighter pilot's safe return. He's asking the religious extremists to treat First Lieutenant Muath al-Qasaba as a guest, not a hostage, telling them, "We are all Muslims." Jordan says it's stepping up its efforts to secure the release of its pilot captured by the militants on Wednesday after his jet crashed in a militant-controlled area of Syria. General Mashal al-Zeben is Jordan's government spokesman.
At this point, with the little information we have, I think what we can say is that the government will take every necessary step needed in order to secure his coming back to his home and his family.
Jordan confirmed Wednesday that the pilot is being held. The U.S. general overseeing the U.S.-led coalition denied the militant shot down the plane and strongly condemned IS for capturing the pilot. President Barack Obama is spending today, or at least part of it, yesterday, Christmas Eve, with a new golf partner, Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. Both leaders are vacationing in the U.S. Pacific state of Hawaii, which is Mr. Obama's birthplace. They played a round of golf on Christmas Eve at the Marine Corps base in Kaneohe Bay, along with two of Mr. Obama's aides. I wonder if they let him win. I'm Marty Johnson, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.